This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados to have new state-of-the-art forensic lab to support the fight against crime by September. Empowerment Group welcomes government's parenting program as a tool to tackle youth crime. NUPW supports CARICOM Free Movement but calls for balanced benefits for Barbadians and migrants. A new electric taxi service is set to be rolled out to improve public transport, and Ukraine to receive air defense weapons from America. Good afternoon, I am Christo J. Paul. Details to the news up ahead. Barbados's efforts to tackle crime are set to get a major boost. By the first week in September, the island is expected to have a fully operational state-of-the-art forensic science laboratory. Attorney General Dale Marshall made the announcement this morning at the opening of the Barbados Bar Association's annual criminal law conference at the Wyndham Grand Resort. He noted that with Barbados currently grappling with an increase in violent crime, the lab will play a vital role in ensuring the guilty are held accountable.
For over a decade, our forensic sciences laboratory has not been playing the role that it should have been playing in our criminal justice system. This has meant that instead of having our samples tested here, that we've had to send them overseas to be tested. A host of challenges. In recent months, Barbados has faced an upsurge in criminal activity, including homicides and shootings, underscoring the critical juncture at which we stand. We all recognize the value of forensic technology in assisting us to uncover truth, so that the guilty are found guilty and the innocent are not. With the reopening of our Forensic Sciences Center in the coming weeks and by the first week in September, we will be fully functioning again. We will be excited to introduce state-of-the-art equipment.
Mr. Marshall added that Guyana plans to train 40 forensic scientists in India and has offered to send some of them to Barbados to help boost the capacity here.
This suite of new equipment will also include something called a Randox analyzer, which will enable us to perform postmortem toxicology. We had a very prominent case in Barbados not so long ago where we sent the toxicology samples to Trinidad. Justice Mohammed, they're still there. And we haven't got the results. Toxicology is a critical tool, and we will now be able to do them for ourselves for the first time in Barbados. Jamaica has a first-class laboratory. St. Lucia has opened a state-of-the-art laboratory, though they do not have toxicology capacity. Guyana has recently announced that it is entering into a partnership with India to build, equip, and train 40 forensic scientists. President of Guyana has offered that of the 40 scientists who will be trained in India, he is prepared to offer Barbados a few spots.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. A parenting empowerment group is welcoming government's newly announced parent education program, seeing it as a step toward tackling youth involvement in crime. Founder of MR Empowerment, Ambrose Carter, says the initiative is timely. He is all in program to help ease the burden on parents and ultimately benefit young people across the island.
Parents are struggling not only with their children and work, but also their other responsibilities, which include, like I said before, taking care of their elderly, aging, and sick parents as well. So that's one thing. These are the pressures on the family. And not only that, some of them are underemployed. So there is financial struggles, there's family conflict, and all of this impact on the training up of children. So any assistance that can be given to the family and parents is welcome.
He says it is important to address parenting from the primary school level.
And I agree with the whole concept of going in, taking the message of parenting to the primary schools. I think that was one of the initiatives as well, going in to the primary schools and reaching parents of primary school children as well. I also think, though, that we need to teach parenting to school children so that they have an idea of the skills needed for when they become parents themselves or become adults.
Founder of Amar Empowerment, Ambrose Carter, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with ICBL, always there when you need us most, and CIBC Caribbean.
ICBL's Sapphire Endowment Plan is a gem of an opportunity. With returns up to 5%, This plan gives you a clearer view to financial freedom. It also gives you benefits while you live. So whether you're dreaming of owning a home or opening a business, the future looks brighter when you gaze through our Sapphire lens. Visit ICBL.com or call us today to find out how our Sapphire Endowment Plan can give you that stepping stone for a brighter future. It's a cut above the rest. Special conditions apply. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The National Union of Public Workers is welcoming the move towards CARICOM free movement set to take effect in Barbados by October, however, calls for a balanced approach that protects the interests of both migrants and Barbadians. Acting General Secretary Wayne Walrond says jobs should only be outsourced in areas where there is a clear shortage of local workers, and the same principle should apply to Barbadians seeking employment across the region.
It is a balancing act between what skill set is not available here and what you may need to import. Now, obviously, migration has to be managed, because if it is open in such a way that you have a floodgate where any and everybody is competing to the detriment of Barbadians getting work, that presents a challenge. So therefore, my approach would be to it is that you manage migration, you look at your skill sets, you look at your labor markets, and you determine what deficits you need to fill. And definitely, I don't see anything wrong in turning to the Caribbean open market economy arrangement to supplement labor. Equally, we can go across the Caribbean, let us see where there are skill set deficits. It should be reasonable for us to also be able to migrate to the Caribbean territories.
Mr. Walrond is also raising concerns about a growing trend of employers applying for work permits to fill positions that qualified Barbadians can perform.
If you are saying there's a deficit in filling basic skill sets here, and people are going to put it under some disguised title as though it's this complex job where the skill set is available, we are concerned about that. And yes, there are a number of instances where jobs have been advertised that we know that many Barbadians are more than adequate qualified, so to be qualified to fill those positions. So definitely, I do not subscribe to the view on the disguise of other notion or excuses that you should be bypassing qualified Barbadians, competent, suitably qualified Barbadians to fill posts here locally. But also equally, where skill sets are needed, you support the fact that there are needs at certain occasions to also import skill sets that may not be readily available in Barbados.
Acting General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walrond. A new electric taxi service rollout has been launched to provide reliable public transport. Alliance Owners of Public Transportation, AOPT, in partnership with Hussar Motor Company, has launched Zippy Taxi, a new fully electric taxi service. Speaking at the official launch at Lucky Horseshoe Warrens, President of the AOPT, Roy Raphael, announced that the initiative provides dependable public transportation with the goal of launching a booking app. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump says he will send weapons, including Patriot air defense systems, to Ukraine via NATO. Trump told local news that in a new deal, the U.S. will be sending Patriots to NATO, and then NATO will distribute that, adding that NATO would pay for the weapons. Recapping the headlines. Barbados set to have a new state-of-the-art forensic lab to support these fights against crime by September. Empowerment Group welcomes government's parenting program as a tool to tackle youth crime. NUPW supports CARICOM free movement but calls for balanced benefits for Barbadians and migrants. A new electric taxi service is set to be rolled out to improve public transport, and Ukraine to receive air defense weapons from America. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.